Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is expected to endorse Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan to be the next Speaker of the House. Yesterday, Texas Representative Troy Nels claims on X he and Trump spoke on the phone and that Trump will be endorsing Jim Jordan. But Trump on Thursday also threw his hat into the ring as well, telling Fox News that he would accept House speakership for a short period while Republicans figure out who will succeed Kevin McCarthy. UAW President Sean Fain is expected to address union members today on where contract negotiations with Detroit's Big Three automakers stands. Fain announced more walkouts over the past couple of weeks. There has reportedly been progress made in talks with Stellantis and Ford Motor Company. It's reported Ford has made a significant offer. It includes a large pay raise and the end of tiers for employees. And it also should be noted, General Motors secured a $6 billion line of credit recently as the strike negotiations continue. A consultant for the oil industry is reporting the national gas average price could fall to $3.25 by Halloween. Oil prices have spiked in recent weeks. The consultant Lippo Oil Associates out of Texas and their president Andy Lippo told CNN that gas prices will fall to about $3.50 a gallon nationally over the next few weeks. Inflation continues to hammer at Americans' wallets, and now Girl Scout cookies are being forced to raise their prices. This week, the organization announced a box of cookies will range from $5 to $7 when cookie season begins in April of 2024. The Girl Scouts said the price increases are necessary due to higher costs and a decline of young girls entering the organization. The Girl Scouts also announced they have discontinued the new Raspberry Rally cookie. USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
President Zelensky and other top officials in Kyiv are reporting a Russian rocket smashed into a village cafe and store in eastern Ukraine, instantly turning it into rubble yesterday. The Russian attack killed over 50 civilians in one of the deadliest attacks on civilians. The Ukrainians said about 60 people, including children, were attending a wake at the cafe when the missile hit. Tropical Storm Philippe is expected to bring widespread heavy rain to the state of Maine over the weekend, with a chance of rain and flooding in some areas. As of 8 p.m. Eastern last night, the storm is roughly 200 miles away from Bermuda with a 50-mile-per-hour wind speed. Philippe is moving at 14 miles an hour. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Bermuda, where the system is expected to pass near today and approach eastern Maine on Saturday. Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday accused the United States of arrogance in telling other countries how to behave. In his annual keynote speech at a club this year in Sochi, Putin addressed the United States. From a translator, quote, "All the time we must hear, you must, you have to, we seriously warned you, who are you anyway? What right do you have to warn anyone? Maybe it's time for yourself, got rid of your arrogance, and stop behaving that way towards the world. End quote. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we do it because it's hard. And because, let me tell you, the next generation and the generation after that are counting on us to do the right thing to get this country back on track. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, and TPP's Man in Washington to talk about all things Beltway. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I am reeling after this week. It's been a remarkable upside down week, my friend.
Well, it could be good or it could be bad, right? Or, you know, can it get any worse?
Well,
let me ask you that.
It can always get worse. It can always get worse. I think we've got, you know, there's three big stories that I see moving. This morning, you've got the open speaker's race, of course, and big news last night, President Trump announced that he was going to endorse Jim Jordan for speaker.
Right.
Among other things, that will allow Jim Jordan to kind of lock down his right flank. The race between Jordan and Scalise and possibly Kevin Hearn, the chairman of Oklahoma Republican, who's chairman of the Republican Study Committee, that's a race for the center. Scalise and Jordan both come from the right. Jordan more to the right than Scalise. But with them, it's a race for the center. It's exactly the opposite of what we saw back in January, where McCarthy's problem was he had the center and he needed to lock down the right. Now we've got the reverse dynamic, where the contestants already come from the right and they need to find the centrist Republicans and sign them up. The Trump endorsement of Jordan allows Jordan to pretty much taken care of the right. And now he can go after the centrists without having to worry about his right flank. His right flank is secured by the Trump endorsement. Second big news story out of last night that nobody is really paying attention to other than Politico is that Cornel West has announced that he's going to give up the Green Party nomination and run for president as an independent. And a lot of people don't understand what's the difference. Here's the difference. The Green Party had ballot access in all 50 states. As the nominee of that party, he didn't have to devote a single dollar to trying to get on state ballots to run for president. As an independent, which he's going to do now, he's going to have to spend millions of dollars and tens of thousands of man hours trying to get ballot access. There's no way in the world he's going to get on 50 state ballots. The question the question I have now is, does he decide, I still want to be influential? I mean, he doesn't intend to actually be president. He doesn't think he's going to get elected president as an independent. He's trying to pull Joe Biden to the left. He's trying to hold Joe Biden's left flank accountable. And so he wants to pull Biden to the left by being a significant threat. If, hey, Joe, if you go too centrist, some of your voters are going to come to me as a protest. That's why he's running. The only way to do that as an independent and make it work is, can he concentrate his efforts on the states where his placement on the ballot might actually make a difference? Places like Arizona and North Carolina and Georgia and
Wisconsin. Yeah, he doesn't have to be in all 52 states. You're exactly right. He's got to be in maybe seven, eight swing states.
He's on six or seven or eight. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's interesting that he would make that move in light of RFK choosing to go independent.
Exactly.
So I guess if you're independent, you don't need to be a standard bearer, right? Go ahead.
I don't know what they're thinking. There's only so many independent votes out there, and they're now going to be vying against each other. And then, of course, the third big story is we've got this screeching halt and about face on the Biden administration's approach to border security, where we've got the Secretary of Homeland Security declaring that he's going to use his authority under the law to waive 26 different environmental laws so that they can continue construction. They can once again pick up construction of a border wall in Texas, the border wall that candidate Joe Biden in 2020 promised he would not build another foot of as president. Asked yesterday at a White House gaggle if he thought border walls worked, he answered no. Well, wait a second. No. Then, you know, maybe you ought to go talk to your Homeland Security Secretary. And by the way, while we're at it, we're going to start deporting Venezuelans once again. Mm-hmm.
They didn't bring oil with them anyway. If they didn't bring oil, they can go back home. Exactly. Right. Yeah, I'm with you. And the thing is with Biden's flip-flop on this whole deal, I thought it was quite interesting that all of a sudden, you know, as we make this move, we realize all these environmental... Were you aware that there were this many environmental laws involved in building the wall? That the lefties had locked down hindrance of any kind of wall building with all these environmental laws. I mean, we got all kinds of environmental laws there, but of course the East Coast can, you know, kill whales and do whatever they want with windmills. But, when it comes to our border, you know, we've got to protect, some one-eyed, purple-eating, beagle gnat or something. I don't know. It's bizarre.
That's it. But it's not just the border, but it is remarkable to see that they were smart enough to figure out when they passed that law many years ago that in order to do what they were going to have to do, in order for the Congress to be able to do what it was going to have to do, they were going to have to give the executive branch the authority to waive more than two dozen different laws that Congress had passed previously.
Yeah.
They said, we really screwed the pooch on this one. Better give the guy the opportunity to put everything on hold. Now, of course, so what's happening right now, the environmental left part of the Democrat Party coalition is now screaming bloody murder at Biden, which, let's face it, that helps him politically because it's not like they're going to vote for Trump next November.
Oh, yeah.
They're still going to vote for Biden because they have no other choice, but it makes him look more moderate. It makes him look more centrist. Look, I'm fighting off the left wing of my party to secure the border because, seems we have a problem down there. Well, yeah, you created it. We've got 7 million illegal aliens that have come across the border in the last 2.5 years. Pay attention.
And all of a sudden, he got sensitive to following the law. He says, well, I'm kind of forced to do this because that's what the law says. When has that ever stopped Joe Biden in the last 2 years, right?
That was exactly what I wondered. Wait, who all of a sudden became the law enforcement czar in the Biden administration who points out, there's a law we have to follow?
Right. Well, I think this might be appropriate. I love what John Kennedy said. He says, even on a good day, most Americans look at Washington, D.C., and they ask themselves, how did these people make it through the birth canal? Only John Kennedy. Yeah, only John. It is a mystery. And then meanwhile, you got Hillary Clinton wanting the basket of deplorables to be admitted into some sort of, governmental reprogramming camp. Because they need reprogramming. They're psychologically damaged. Unbelievable. We got to go to break. More from Bill Patton.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry has been spreading the gospel via unique radio and media broadcasts for over 7 decades, and it all revolves around a powerful question: have you heard? The Tide Ministry's Have You Heard Challenge invites people like you to ask at least 10 others if they've heard what Jesus did for them. If someone responds that they've not heard, tell them about the love of Christ. If the person already knows Jesus and has accepted his gift of salvation, invite them to join you in the challenge and share the gospel themselves. The Great Commission commands us to make disciples in all nations. And while the Tide Ministry is reaching millions of listeners around the world, you can be reaching the people in your own community. To learn more about the Tide Have You Heard Challenge and how you can make an eternal impact in the lives of people in your neighborhood with the good news of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington. We're talking all things Beltway here. Bill, the statement from Hillary Clinton is so dangerous. I mean, for her to make that statement, I mean, it's like, whoa, that this is over the top. For her to suggest that just because you don't agree with her that you deserve to be deprogrammed. I mean, this is nuts.
This is this is straight out of George Orwell. I mean, this is literally what they do in places like Soviet Russia.
She'd have made a great fascist. I mean, she'd have been right there in the upper guard of Hitler's Nazis, right? I mean, I was like, I couldn't believe this was coming from somebody, a fellow American that thinks that, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that is dividing us as Americans. It is very dangerous. She's going to end up igniting a powder keg that there's no way. It's kind of like Matt Gaetz. You've let off a hand grenade here. You've blown this up. You have no answer. It's like you suddenly have picked up the manifesto from Black Lives Matter and Antifa and Saul Alinsky, and you just, in order to change everything, you just got to blow everything up. And we'll figure it out down the road. Oh, gosh. How irresponsible.
The terrible thing about it is that it's not surprising. I mean, this is the woman who called half the country deplorables.
Exactly.
When she was running for president, when she was seeking the votes of her fellow citizens, she decided to cast away half of their potential votes by labeling them with an ugly name. Mm-hmm. She obviously hasn't learned anything, which tells us when a politician has the opportunity to step into the batter's box and take a swing, and they screw up. Most politicians, certainly the good ones, learn from it. And even if she continued to believe that half the country was deplorable because they supported Trump, a smart politician would have learned, wait a minute, put that one away. Never go near that one again. Never think about that one. Certainly don't ever say anything like that in public again, because I just, I put my hand on the hot stove and I burned myself. I learned a lesson.
Exactly.
The fact that we're here 8 years later and she's still talking the same way indicates either she's not a very smart politician. Hard to say that she's not a smart politician. Look at what she achieved in terms of reaching the pinnacles of American political power. Hard to say she's not a smart politician, which means the other option is the only thing that's available, and that is she really and truly believes that she is better than the rest of us, that she has the right to talk this way, that she can talk about going to re-education camps, for God's sake. It's impossible for her to keep it to herself. If it's impossible for her to keep it to herself, then it's because she so deeply believes this let's just say it's a very good thing that we kept her out of the White House again.
No doubt. Her and Merrick Garland, neither one of them, should be in any higher office. I mean, the sooner we can get rid of Merrick Garland and the sooner that we can set Hillary Clinton on the ash heap of history, the better off we are, Bill Pascoe, because, flat out, I mean, if anybody needs some therapy, it is her, because nobody's having an honest discussion to say, Hillary, gosh, would you, this is evil. I mean, I don't know what's in your heart, but, you need to really call time out on yourself and really think about this. It's not only what you say in public, but even your thoughts, because that's where it all begins. It's that stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar would talk about. You got bad thoughts. And, I pray for you, lady, that you get some wise counsel and straighten your life out. Because, as you said, Bill, her history of, and then you wonder, what kind of service did her and her husband, do for this country? Was it for this country? Or was it for themselves? When she is at this point in her life. And, to me, service to this country is a privilege. Just like serving in the military, it is a privilege. This is why sometimes, when people come to me and they know that I'm a former Marine, they thank you for your service. It's almost, it was an honor to serve the country. It was an honor and a privilege to serve the country. It's almost, I'm a little embarrassed. I mean, I appreciate their sentiment, but by the same token, I don't get all puffed up over it, what I'm saying? Because I look at it as just it was my honor to serve the country.
And we are the better for it. And I will join the others who have said, thank you for your service, sir.
Well, again, you know, I appreciate the sentiment and understanding that, you know, 99% of America has not served the military. And what it does for me, Bill, is that I wish that it was the other way around, that it was 99% and only 1% that didn't serve, because it was such a value.
Yeah.
It helped me understand why I love this country, why I love this great American idea, why I love the people of this country, because combined, you know, the combined intellect and human potential that is in 345 million people that reside here, this is awesome. And what makes these people awesome is because we're in the foundation of this government is liberty. And that's what needs to be constantly asked, whether it's Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, or whoever, Congress, the Supreme Court, the FBI, anything that comes down the transom. Are they promoting liberty, or are they hindering liberty with whatever they do? Liberty always has to be the objective here. You know, in our classrooms, are we promoting liberty here with this new doctrine, this new sexual indoctrination of our kids? I think the answer is quite clear. And many of these questions that come up, it's quite obvious. We cannot lose sight of this precious gift. It didn't come from Thomas Jefferson. It didn't come from Benjamin Franklin or even George Washington. It came from God Himself. God Himself gave us liberty as a gift. And what the Founding Fathers did was they enshrined in liberty the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, a manifesto, so to speak. A clarification of our national birthright, that when we honor it,
it's a mission statement.
Yes, exactly.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. There are 56 words in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. And stop right there. We hold these truths. We, that's us, all of us, not the king, not the monarch, not the sovereign. We hold these truths to be self-evident. What does that mean? We're not even going to argue over them. They're so obvious to us.
Exactly.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among them are the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And here's the key to me, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's it. That's a mission statement for government, to protect these rights that came to us from God.
Yeah.
And you've boiled it down to one word, liberty. That's what it's all about. I'm sitting here in Washington as Tea Party Patriots man in Washington. Every piece of legislation that comes across my desk, I look at with one question in mind. Does this, if this bill were enacted, would the scope of government influence be increased or decreased? Because as the scope of government influence increases, the scope of individual liberty decreases. It's a seesaw.
Exactly.
And it's a teeter-totter.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm looking for. Are we growing government or shrinking government?
You see, and therein lies the dynamic tension between the two, right? Because you've got the nature of man who wants to be king. And the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution was counter that, was a built-in check and balance so that nobody would be king, Bill Pascoe. Says a lot right there, doesn't it? Well, thank you much for clarifying that, and thank you for all the great work you do. Keep it up. Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot, Citizen Fund, Political Director, and TPP's man in Washington. Thank you, Bill. Godspeed, my friend.
Enjoy an ice-cold Coke from Burger King while supporting your community. Coca-Cola is a proud supporter of the Burger King Foundation, which has granted over $60 million in scholarships to over 55,000 scholars, creating brighter futures and positive change in the lives of children and families through education. Now through the end of November, join Burger King in raising funds for the Burger King Foundation's education initiatives and enjoy three delicious menu items for just a dollar. Visit a participating Burger King restaurant and purchase three coupons for $1 to help positively impact your community. Each coupon gets you your choice of a free small soft drink or coffee, free small fries or hash browns, and free small soft serve. All funds raised stay local, right in your zip code. Burger King Foundation scholarships are open to team members and community members, and your dollar makes a difference. So go ahead and have it your way, and know that you're also giving back to your community. Visit your local participating restaurant or www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is expected to endorse Ohio Republican Representative Jim Jordan to be the next Speaker of the House. Yesterday, Texas Representative Troy Nels claims on X he and Trump spoke on the phone and that Trump will be endorsing Jim Jordan. But Trump on Thursday also threw his hat into the ring as well, telling Fox News that he would accept House speakership for a short period while Republicans figure out who will succeed Kevin McCarthy. UAW President Sean Fain is expected to address union members today on where contract negotiations with Detroit's Big Three automakers stands. Fain announced more walkouts over the past couple of weeks. There has reportedly been progress made in talks with Stellantis and Ford Motor Company. It's reported Ford has made a significant offer. It includes a large pay raise and the end of tiers for employees. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The other thing, too, that's hanging in the balance of all this, TK, is your First Amendment right, your freedom of speech. And here you have a choice. You can stay employed by the Capitol Police Department, and here, in a sense, at the crossroads of, you know, common sense and no common sense, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's the intersection of lack of common sense and budding tyranny. You said People's Republic. That's the People's Democratic Republic of New York.
Oh, that's right. That's the proper name. Yeah.
We got everything from, nonstop crime crisis, shoplifting galore. We've got illegal aliens filling our hotels and our gymnasium floors and sidewalks, and then we've got the ongoing persecution of Donald J. Trump in the New York Supreme Court. And by the way, Supreme Court means just basically lower court. The appeals court is what most people call the Supreme Court. And he's in there fighting this prosecutor, Letitia James, who ran not on stopping crime and keeping us all safe, but on I'm going to get Donald Trump. My job is to get Donald Trump. That was her campaign. That was the entire basis of her campaign. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess give her credit. She's keeping her promises and spending all day and all night persecuting President Trump on the basis of inaccurate valuations of his property. And it's almost like, you know, right. An accounting test gone awry.
DeRoy, this thing is such a fix because it's bad enough that you have her, but then you got a judge that's an activist judge that, you know, I mean, he's making rulings here that are just unconscionable. I mean, this is ripe for appeal, no doubt about it. But still, it's just like this is insane. And the rest of America, I think we're all kind of stunned just watching. I mean, this is more than just, trying to kneecap a political opponent. I mean, this is taking down a country.
Well, it really is. And, again, I've said before on this program and elsewhere, look, what the Democrats should do is just run against Donald J. Trump, explain why his ideas are bad, explain why their ideas are good, and say to the American people, consequently, please vote for us, period. period. That's how we've done it up until now. There's now a new method, which is don't run against a person on the merits or on basis of ideas or record or agenda or philosophy. You just try to throw them in jail, like you would do in Cuba or like you would do in East Germany or you would do in Venezuela. And that's what they're doing now. And part of the argument here is that Trump defrauded his bankers by faking the valuations of his properties. Well, they've not been able to point to any bank or lender or investors lost any money. All these people got paid off their principal. They got paid off their interest. They got paid off on time. There was no default. There were no delays. Apparently paid, you know, before, you know, the monthly deadline each month. So they got their money back with interest, which is what they want. So
there's
the damage. And then this is all based on the idea that Trump overvalued the declared valuations on his property, on his loan application. And the prime example is Mar-a-Lago, which, according to the judge, is only worth $18 million. Mar-a-Lago is 20 acres, 20 acres in Palm Beach, one of the most beautiful places, expensive places in the country. They're an empty lot, just dirt, no club on top, no beautiful swimming pool and lovely facilities, just dirt, about half an acre, which would be 1/40th the size of Mar-a-Lago, selling for something like $100 million. I mean, and that's without, you know, any amenities, not so much as a flush toilet. And somehow this property, which is 40 times larger, is worth 80% less. I mean, it doesn't add up. I mean, if you take the value of what I've seen as the empty lots near Mar-a-Lago and just extrapolate the value, that property should be worth somewhere around $1 billion to $1.5 billion as opposed to $18 million. So you've got this judge pretending to be some sort of...
That's why Don Jr. said, I'll take 10 of those at that price, right?
Yeah, I'll take 10 of those at that price. I'll take 10. Exactly. You and I can probably pool our money, call some friends, and have our own Mar-a-Lago.
Exactly.
So you've got that kind of nonsense going on. And Donald J. Trump should be on the campaign trail speaking with voters in Michigan and Arizona and in Georgia and North Carolina and the swing states, as you would this time of year in a campaign season. And instead, he's sitting in a courtroom indoors, not talking to any voters, in Manhattan Island, which is not exactly any part of a swing state. So they've got him exactly where they want him, which is off the campaign trail, distracted, unhappy, I'm sure pretty grumpy, and not making his case to the American people. It's tyrannical, it's disgusting, and as I say, it's the kind of thing you'd expect to see in East Germany back when the Berlin Wall was standing.
But, DeRoy, maybe the people are seeing this, you know, because look what's happening with his polling. His polling, you know, continues to stay in a vertical trajectory, leaving the rest of these potential candidates in the dust. I mean, and that last silly question that, Dana Perino asked of who you would vote off the island, I think the American people said vote, you know, if we have a say, we're just going to vote them all off. I mean, this is all kind of, the way they've conducted, and I don't blame necessarily the candidates on this. I think any time, you know, a network is given the opportunity to conduct a debate, I think they make more of it than what they should. You know, they need to come in kind of like, referees or umpires in a game, a professional game, and you always know from experience that if it becomes about a referee or an umpire, they're out of their lane. They're not doing their job correctly. And it seems that in these debates, you know, these moderators that should be, you know, more like referees and umpires, they want to be part of the story. And, it's not about them. You know, they're there to conduct, a debate so that it advances the understanding and the knowledge of we the people who are going to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what their role should be. And sometimes they decide, well, I want to be the star of the show, not the candidate. And this certainly, probably the quintessential example of this was the debate between Obama and Mitt Romney.
Right.
And Candy Crowley of CNN was moderator in that last debate in 2012. And Romney said something, I can't remember, maybe related to Benghazi, exactly what the topic was. She said, no, that's not true, you're wrong. Well, it turned out he was absolutely right. She was wrong. She basically made him look bad. People thought, oh my God, Romney lost the debate, what an idiot. Well, it turned out what he said was correct, and Candy Crowley had to come, you know, crawling a couple of days later with a tail between her legs. Oops, I'm sorry.
But she didn't rectify the problem with the same size of audience. It's just like, a newspaper printing a retraction, you know, in the lower part of the obituary section, right?
You got it. Yep. You know, maybe a million people saw the Candy Crowley explaining she was wrong. Probably, I don't know, 30 or 40 million people saw her make that mistake. So So 39 million people maybe never heard that she blew it and still went to the polls thinking, gee, Romney's an idiot, when in fact
yes.
he's totally correct about whatever point he raised. And what's amazing in the debates now, flashing forward to 2023, Donald J. Trump has skipped the GOP debates, and he skips them and keeps going up, up, and away. He skipped the last debate at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, California, and not only did it not hurt him, he went up.
Like 10 points.
Yeah, well, 58% among Republicans. 58% before the debate is up to 63%, versus DeSantis went from 15% before the debate to 12% after. So Trump is at 51 points ahead of his closest rival. I've never seen anything like this. It's just astonishing. And vis-a-vis Joe Biden, there was a survey done by ABC News and Washington Post, those two right-wing news sources I'm familiar with. And they found, I think it was two Sundays ago, that Donald J. Trump leads Joe Biden among registered voters by 10%, 52% to 42%. This is huge. This is massive.
Yeah.
And he also leads by 6% in a Reuters Ipsos poll in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. And if that holds, he is headed not just for a victory, but for a landslide, and will have 312 electoral votes, which would be 42 more than he needs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is that, you know, we're talking national poll numbers, but what matters are, you know, these key swing states, because that's where the numbers are generated. Yes, the overall national will give you some impact, but when you go to count, you're counting by state, you know, by counties, by voting districts, right?
That's true. And, you know, we think about, you know, 260, 270, 280 million people voting. What really counts, you know, where the difference, where you really make the difference, is it can come down to $100,000 votes, or even maybe 70,000 votes sprinkled among those key swing states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, et cetera. And, you know, you shift them just a little bit, any of those states. It might be just a couple thousand votes in Nevada or, you know, a couple thousand votes in Pennsylvania.
Exactly. Got to go to break with DeRoy Murdoch. Stay with us. We've got more from him on the other side.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch continues with us as promised. Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. We were just talking about, the impact of, the incredible impact of Donald Trump, even though they've handcuffed him. Sometimes what happens, DeRoy, when you interfere and you try to take the options away from people, people want that option all the more, right? And I think we're seeing a little bit of that, and as a result, the American people's eyes are being opened up to the shenanigans that the Democrats and one Joe Biden are trying to, perpetrate in interfering with the 2024 election.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that. There's the old saying, "Forbidden fruit is the finest," and if the Democrats would leave Trump alone and just let him campaign. Some people would be for him, some people might be against him, but they feel, all right, well, we have a choice to make here. When Joe Biden and Merrick Garland and these far-left persecutors, not prosecutors, they're called persecutors, go after Trump with all sorts of, forgive the pun, trumped-up charges, file indictments where everything in the every single item in the indictment after the statute of limitations, as the case with Alvin Bragg's so-called hush money case here in New York, people see that and then says, okay, they're denying us the option to vote for Donald J. Trump, so guess what? We want to vote for him even more. And every time they indict him, his numbers go up higher as people feel like you're depriving us of a choice. But now we really want that choice even more than we would otherwise. So if their idea is to get to defeat Donald J. Trump by having by turning off Republican voters, it's not working. Now, they think that they want to make sure that Trump is nominated because he'll be the easiest Republican to defeat. That's maybe their strategy, but latest polls show that, in fact, his number is going up against Biden, not down, and he's going to be a lot harder to beat than they thought, and he might actually be the man who beat them and surprise them once again.
Well, DeRoy, the people are seeing Donald Trump as their deliverer, in a sense as the savior against this weaponized government. Because if not Donald Trump, then who? You and I had this discussion, I think, 2.5 years ago when we were in that Republican meeting down in West Palm was where we met. And, and I said then, I didn't know of anybody else but Donald Trump. He is the guy, he's the wrecking ball that knows what buildings to hit to take out all this corruption, from the FBI, from the administrative, from NGOs, all things that he learned the hard way through on-the-job training in 4 incredible years as President of the United States. It was amazing that he was even able to accomplish what he was able to accomplish with all the resistance from Nancy Pelosi and people that were just so anti-American.
Yeah, it's amazing he was able to accomplish anything at all, fighting Nancy Pelosi, fighting Chuck Schumer and the other Democrats, not to mention the entire media, just beating up on this guy from when he came down the escalator onward, the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, the intelligence community, you know, the whole Russia hoax, and you had all these other invented stories. You had Republicans are not fond of Trump. He was fighting the never-Trumpers and the rhinos party. I mean, this guy faced every day he got out of bed with,
exactly,
you know, 85-mile-per-hour hurricane strength headwind in his face.
Right.
You know, despite that, he was able to deliver the strongest economy in 50 years, the lowest black unemployment rate ever, the lowest Hispanic unemployment rate ever, the lowest female unemployment rate since the Dwight David Eisenhower presidency, peace through strength, not one new war started, four different peace agreements with Israel and its neighbors, mm-hmm, right to try and medicine, 21% corporate tax rate, the biggest corporate tax cut, or the biggest tax cut in American history, mm-hmm, so on and so on and so on. He was able to do this.
Yeah, and as a result, we started seeing the repatriation of businesses coming back to America, bringing their businesses and their GDP back to where it belonged, where it originated. Right.
I think.
And people forget about that.
Somewhere around $1.2 to $1.5 trillion,
exactly,
in money had been parked overseas. It was too expensive to repatriate that money because the tax rate was so high. Trump brought the corporate tax rate down to 21%. A lot of companies said, you know what, we can afford that. So they brought their money, mm-hmm, back, reinvested it, and very instantly, within a couple of weeks, you saw companies saying, okay, our lowest wage now will go from, you know, $12 an hour to $15. We're going to give bonuses to our workers. We're going to, mm-hmm, make it available, make a job training available for them, invest in new plant equipment. And all these wonderful things happened that benefited workers, benefited managers, benefited stockholders. This is a beautiful thing. If it not been for COVID and the Chinese,
exactly,
Communist Party, mm-hmm, unleashing their vicious virus on us, all that would have continued. And I think Trump would have been reelected. This country would be humming along with probably a 3 or 4% growth rate. But instead, you know, the CCP came in and COVID erupted and all those things were wrecked, unfortunately. But I think,
yeah, without a doubt,
good times under Trump and want to, mm-hmm, see them reinstated.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you bring up a good memory here, because remember how the Democrats were yelling and screaming, oh my God, Trump, he's giving them all the money and they're just going to put it in their pocket and take the money and run. And they did exactly the, like you said, in a matter of weeks, they started increasing pay. They were doing things for workers. And I mean, it really, you know, quieted Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the howling hyenas from the Democratic Party. But, they live another day, being, you know, given cover by the mainstream media that allows them to continue with the idiocy and to do everything they can to disunite us and to weaken us. But in spite of that, I mean, that just says so much about the leadership of one Donald Trump. This is why I believe that he's the only guy, DeRoy, who can come in, because he knows where these skeletons are. He knows what he's been fighting. And that's, I think, why they're so desperate to make sure that, Donald Trump does not see the inside of the Oval Office and all this rhetoric and fear-mongering and, you know, the radical MAGAs and, you know, from Hakeem Jeffries, you know, it's those crazy MAGA people that are hijacking and holding our country hostage, when it is the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party that's held our country hostage, that has caused us to, you know, to allow for the printing of money, excessive printing of money, to be in the the amount of debt that we're in, paying off, favors and buying up votes, whether it's, emptying out our strategic petroleum reserve or just flat out just, you know, paying off political favors.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct about that. And one of the reasons that I and many others want to see President Trump reelected is, as you say, he knows exactly where the swamp is deepest. Having been through 4 years of torture by people at the FBI, people at the Department of Justice, folks at the intelligence agencies, et cetera, he knows exactly where these people are, what their crimes have been, which people ought to be fired, which people ought to be disbarred, which people should have their law licenses shredded in public. And, of course, mm-hmm, these people are terrified he's going to come in and clean the house. But, boy, the house needs to be cleaned, and I think the next administration, he'll know where to go, what to do, and there very much will be no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, if not, who else can do that? See, Trump doesn't care about their
you know, their dang, cocktail parties in the Beltway. He could care less. And that really ticks them off because that is the big draw of the Beltway. Am I part of the reindeer games? Oh, if I'm not part of the reindeer, how can I be part of the reindeer games? And even some of these Republicans, they're not part of the reindeer games. But, you know, what happens is the Democrats allow these Republicans to stand out in the garden with their feet in mud looking through the window, seeing the reindeer games happening inside the party halls, right?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think a lot of these people just want to be loved. And they want, praise from CNN and the so-called paper record, and don't want to be criticized by these people. Some people wear that as a badge of honor, as I think Trump does. Other people get, weak knees and buckle. And I don't see Donald J. Trump as the kind of guy who buckles. You know, I think Ron DeSantis is pretty tough. He might do some of this, but most of the others, I think, are either too soft, too weak, or too nice to do this. And so I think, the wrecking ball in waiting, if you will, is
exactly
Donald J. Trump, and he's the guy to go in and I'm mixing metaphors here, hose Washington, D.C. out with a giant wrecking ball.
Right, exactly. Again, this is the opportunity that's here, and it's up to the voter to decide, okay, do you have the courage, do you have the intestinal fortitude to do what needs to happen to our government? You say we're on the wrong track. Okay, are you willing to have enough courage and backbone to do whatever it takes to get this country back on track? Everybody says the government is corrupt. We've got problems here. It is quite obvious. Okay, it's going to take courage. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take unity in order to make this happen. And you've got to have somebody who is not beholden to the enterprise. Just about everybody else. I mean, even I know Vivek, really upset the apple cart a little bit when he said that everybody was bought and sold by political interest. It revved up the debate stage. But, the fact of the matter is that he's not all wrong either. That, that is unfortunately the nature of politics, is most people are beholden to political interests, some more so than others. And we don't know to what depths, but we sense, there is some beholden going on, right?
I think there's some beholden going on, but more than that, I think the problem with the GOP is just fear. Too many Republicans are scared. They're not scared of anything particular. I think it's just an overall consuming, asphyxiating sense of fear. They're just scared. They're just always scared. They jump at the sight of their own shadows. And the Democrats aren't scared. They come at you with, steamrollers and flamethrowers and machetes, and they don't slow down. They come in from every possible direction. So you've got to be very tough and stand up against these people. I like Vivek for that reason. I think he's a very tough guy. If he were president, I think he'd clean house. Right now, he's looking like he's running third to fourth, so I think that's unlikely he's going to be the nominee. But I think Trump is the guy who's way up front. He's got the experience. He knows from first-hand experience how brutal these people are and how to handle them. And so, I'd say if you want to do these things, you want to hose out Washington, support Donald J. Trump, and between now and when you have a chance to vote for him, the other thing I urge people to do is three words: stop voting Democrat. Stop voting Democrat. You vote Democrat, and what happens? Your kids get transgender education, your taxes go up, the crime rises.
We'll leave it there. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thank you very much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.